back to This Isn't the Place. The Utah Dating Podcast.
Woo!
You guys.
It's episode 4. I can't believe it. We've made it this far.
4?
The haters said we could never, and we did.
You guys, this is a podcast where we dive into highs, lows, horrifying dating stories.
It's mostly lows of dating in Utah because there's too much.
Is it really any highs?
For some. For some.
It couldn't be me, though.
No.
Couldn't be me.
I mean, no.
What was that sound you just made? That was good.
Thanks. That was a real wet one.
Ew!
Be so for real. You know that that was the right way to title that.
I'm a girl.
I'm too delicate. That's what Sense and Sensibility is.
Megan. Megan.
It's all about the toots tonight.
She's got something to talk about.
Yeah. And
Megan's
it is
got some news.
I'm pregnant. I'm absolutely not pregnant.
She's still in the works of finding a man.
Like we all are. Mm. I hate it. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're on all streaming platforms. And by all streaming platforms, I mean Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Did I already say Pandora? I already said Pandora.
We're on all the streaming services, though.
We're on all the streaming services.
Is really what we're trying to get across.
We have done it. We cracked into Apple. We're officially Tim Cook.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got
Call
Apple money
Bill
now.
Gates.
Like, it was hard?
Literally.
So easy.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done.
Anyway, so we made it, and please stream our podcast. Ailey.
Yeah.
What's up? What's on the docket? Any housekeeping items? I think it was just the Apple Podcast.
I think it was
the big one.
Streaming on all the streams. Floating down the river, if you know what I mean. Floating down the river.
She's got many a streams.
Yeah,
so,
she does. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Give said the little stream. Not us.
We're not
little anymore.
I hate that song.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Why? What did it ever do to you?
Pissed me off. I don't know.
Give.
No.
Said the little.
No.
I'm being Marilyn Monroe to the Kennedy. Give, oh, give. Give, oh,
no.
Give.
I'll be the
tomato
share.
Thrower. Where we want to see. Girl, share the little stream.
Sit anyway. Down.
Share, if you saw that, you didn't. Anyway.
Hey, Cher.
Hey, baby girl.
We have a dating story that was sent in by one of our amazing listeners.
Thank you to our listeners.
Please send your horrible dating stories or good ones, I guess. To UtahDatingPod. Yeah, @gmail.com. Okay.
Okay, great.
Because you could be featured anonymously.
And by featured, you'll be famous anonymously.
Because
we protect your identity and, you know, in critical details that could possibly lead to a court case. We're not about that.
Black market who?
Mm-mm. It's not us. Social security numbers, yes. But dating stories,
that's
no.
That's as far as we go as social security numbers.
I mean, really and truly, that's the line in the sand.
Yeah.
So really up into that.
Yeah. Anyways.
I don't know, let's party.
This story comes from one of our amazing listeners.
Thank you.
You know who you are. Slay! Okay, ready?
Yeah.
A while ago, this guy named John liked my profile on Hinge.
Good old John.
You go, John.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were a good fit and declined matching with him.
Okay.
Been there. Then, on mutual speed dating, he requested to message me. I declined again.
Period. Know your worth.
After a few days after that, he liked my profile on Hinge again. And this time left me a message that said, buckle in. Are you ready? She said, you can't afford to be picky at this age. Hold on. We're not done.
What?
Good luck. With a winky emoji. Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. She said, I'm 26. Sit down,
what?
John.
What?
John, sit the freak down.
You're bringing down the dynasty of John the Baptist, John
by
Legend,
the way?
John by the way. And this is how you decide to disgrace the John name?
Call a 26-year-old old?
Be so for real. Be
it's
so
like
for
you're
real.
Calling her ovaries just...
Yeah. As soon as he sent that message, I mean, dust. Dust particles.
Gone.
Everywhere.
Gone.
Wow.
Gone. Okay, some of the content in his profile was inappropriate and made me uncomfortable.
I mean, obviously, if that was his response to a total stranger,
yeah,
you can't afford to be picky. Boy, you're just mad that you didn't get picked.
Okay, but it gets better.
Bummer.
She sent in photos of the Hinge, like, screenshots.
Oh!
So we're going to dissect them and describe.
Okay, hang on. I haven't seen this.
She has not seen this.
I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
Something about him. I'm going to say that he is balding.
Fun fact, he's wearing a hat in every single one of his photos.
Interesting. So, what do you have to hide, John?
So something is adding up.
Mm-mm.
He's balding.
And how old is he for him to call her? You can't afford, or you can't choose to be picky at your age. Snitch, she's 26. How old is he?
The whopping 28.
Honey.
The audacity he had to say, you can't afford to be picky at this age.
I mean, barnacles off of the bottom of a ship. You feel?
Really?
Can
just boils
you
my
say
blood.
Anything but Utah for that story? Utah. People being terrible. Utah. You feel like an old maid at 23. It's the land that we. It's. Anyway, I'm done songwriting.
Dude, you can't say that.
Be so for real.
Okay, let's go through his pictures now.
Let me see the baby.
You have to guess the first picture, okay? I'll give you three options.
Okay.
Got one, he's holding a fish.
Okay.
Two.
Gentlemen, if you're listening, get the fish pics out. GTFO, get
and the girls.
The fish out.
So, fish pic. He's holding a gun. Or he is with his dog at the dog park.
All right, I'm going to have to go with option two, Bob.
Option two is correct.
Bow, 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 bow,
this
bow,
kid
bow.
Is holding a gun.
Can I
in
see,
his
can
first
I see the profile?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Be so for real.
That's what I said.
He's got three gun pics. I mean,
so I have a comment.
Yeah.
I just want to go to one of his prompts that he put down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The one thing you should know about me is, this is disgusting, pizza is my second favorite thing to eat in bed. I just can't do this.
Does he really think? I'm in so much awe that I can't comment, and we've got to go to the next story because
you got it.
There's
you got
no...
it. You got it.
Okay.
This one is another Hinge.
Yeah.
Story.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things happening on Hinge.
Hinge is just popping right now.
Okay.
So, it's a response. This girl got a response from this guy named Chad.
Okay.
Chad said you would need an Olympic strong men's team, 15 cans of WD-40, and a vice grip to remove my mouth from those breasts.
No.
It's giving pizza in bed.
It went so far left that you're actually kind of right. I mean.
Girl.
But.
Maybe not 15 cans. Maybe like. 13, I don't know. Maybe.
I'd say a tight 12.
Oh,
off of these
really?
Suckers.
Mummy
it's not
milkers.
Gonna take...
It's giving our previous story about the cows.
It's giving bovine boy. It's... Boy.
Give me that handbook now.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Again, the concept that he feels confident saying that.
His friends are probably like, yeah, that's funny.
They're like, dude, you have freaking sick.
Dude, you have to do that on every profile you see, man.
Mm-mm.
That's good. That's
oh my
so
gosh,
funny.
Those are great dating stories.
They're pretty good.
That's great.
Pretty good.
That's
again
frigging wild.
Again, if you have a dating story like so, please email them to utahdatingpod@gmail.com. That was good.
That was really good. All right, our next segment on this show is just talking about dating culture. unique to Utah and why this truly isn't the place. Common thing inside of Utah is that you're cast out after a certain age.
For sure.
Old maid energy. Uh-huh. I've no money, no prospects. I'm 27.
You're a hag.
I mean, and it's only the women.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Actually, okay. Some of the dudes.
No. Why is it okay for men to be like 35, 40 and be like...
Maybe else, I don't know.
Why are you like not married yet?
Be so for real.
Ask the question to yourself, man.
Yeah. I'm actually going to walk that back. I'm imagining that everybody in Utah experiences the internal pressure. We already know this. Mm-hmm. That everybody in Utah experiences that internal pressure of I need to get married. I need to get settled down. I need to pop out a few kids. I need to have a house on the prairie.
Yes. Big yard.
That's a deep cut for y'all. And big yard. Dogs, cats, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
A place on the PTA. Brownies cooking in the oven. You feel? And we can all relate to this, right? Mm-hmm. But I also think we can all relate to this, or at least specifically from the women's point of view, is that you get cast out after a certain age, or the concept of, like, you're 27 and you're single.
You're too old.
Or what's wrong with her?
Yeah. Why can't she find a man?
Why can't I be fine by myself?
Why is that such a problem?
Again, I would.
I'm paying my bills.
I mean, I'd love to be in a relationship, but. I mean, shoot. For the time being, there's
right
nothing
now,
wrong.
No.
There's nothing wrong. But again, it's just everywhere.
It's so hard.
It's
so hard.
I really don't know how to combat the Utah expiration date. And you're not even that old. You can't be picky at 26.
I know. If you were to go in any other state.
You'd be fine.
The youngest you would see getting married is like 30 or 33. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why are we still babies getting married?
Yeah.
Like, that baffles me.
Well, and the concept that I've lived outside of Utah. So I've been able, you know, to breach the Zion curtain, you feel? And get a taste of what it feels like. And it feels drastically different.
So I'm right.
Yeah.
Man.
It's just, let's spend time together. I mean, admittedly, there are still problems in other states.
Sure.
Of the hangout culture.
Sure.
People just futzing around with people's feelings, which isn't nice.
Sure.
And, you know, all that fun stuff. But
drift, but also not drift.
Tokyo Drift? I wonder if you know anyways it goes.
I think, like, two generations above us. Because there's so many people who, like, I've heard of. They're like, my parents, like, got married at a young age. And
yeah, the stories are like, I met them 5 days ago and now we're engaged.
Yeah. We were, like, frozen? A couple in high school and then we got married right after high school. And I feel like that's where I start to hear those stories is from my friends' parents.
I wonder if... Just the culture of putting expiration dates on people just because of their age is possibly because Utah is preying. The culture is preying on the insecurity of everybody not wanting to feel alone.
Yeah.
And so how do you combat that? You find somebody, you lock it down, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though maybe that wasn't the wisest choice that I ever made, but at least I have somebody.
It was a choice. You guys, it's a weekly obsession time. This week, I've been focused on two things.
Okay. Two! Whoa.
Number one is a song. Okay?
Okay.
A country song. I know.
I got the throw up, so it's...
I know. It's literally horrifying.
Listen, I've got a playlist on Spotify that literally says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but a playlist dedicated to the only songs in country music that I'll listen to with a throw up emoji. Mm-hmm. Those songs, Blown Away, Carrie Underwood. Before He Cheats, Carrie Underwood. Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. And that's even, I mean, not even full country. And Summer Nights by... I can't remember. Those are the only acceptable country songs.
Well.
And I had to make a playlist of it.
Well, I found a song It's a remix. Well, what is it called? A cover. It's a cover of an older song.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Fishing in the... It's called Fishing in the Dark.
Okay.
Okay. Really, there's... It's just...
Are you going to do a cover here right now?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't the place exclusive?
You and me go fishing in the dark. Counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
Yeah, and my truck.
Not about a truck.
You and me
go fishing in the dark. Climb up a mountain, counting all the stars where the cool grass grows.
What would be great is if we just randomly bleeped out fishing.
You and me go in the dark. You fill in the blanks. Ow! It's by Nico Moon.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
Period.
Sad thing is, he's married and he has a kid. So I'm not going to objectify him today, just to respect him. But he's so hot. And that's the song that I've been listening to nonstop.
Of course. Of course.
Nonstop. And I'm not mad about it. Like, I've even played it at work, and people are like, dude, we've listened to this 300 times.
And you'll hear it again. I'm tired of this, Grandpa. That's too damn bad. Okay?
Mm. You just summed up my words.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing I'm obsessed with. Drew Starkey.
Whoa! Who's that?
You don't know who Drew Starkey is. Have you seen Outer Banks? Megan. Oh my. So of course it's another white man.
Bailey! Get it together!
I know. A thirst trap video came up of him.
Is this appropriate? Is this oak a prope? That's this a deep cut for all you Utahns.
This is Utah appropriate.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm talking
oak crest appropriate.
Oh.
Oak a prope. Anybody remember that? Comment down below if you're a true Oakcrest fan down below. Okay, go on ahead.
I hated Oakcrest with my whole heart.
What the frick?
Oh, yeah. That was so bad.
It was the best time of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I cried every night.
Yeah.
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 You got a buzz. He has blue eyes. He's so good, that gang. Ready?
Also, let's remember that we have drastically different opinions in men.
Okay.
Which kind of makes this friendship work, honestly.
Okay. You're right.
That edit is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
No, it's not. He did that all natural. No, he didn't. I will die on that hill.
It's girl, Charlie... how is the podcast going to continue if you're dying on that hill? Be so for real.
If Drew walked through the store right now, I would say bye. No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
But.
No, I can't. I can't get behind it or under it.
I would.
Anyway, my weekly obsession is I watched the Lizzie McGuire movie. Yeah, the cinematic masterpiece, the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a group Halloween costume, and I'm going to be Miss Ungermeyer. Okay, can you imagine me with like the vest, the face that is like, I don't give a what, has the headset with the belt fanny pack microphone as she adjusts it. Listen, parents, shut your pie holes. Does that fit me or what? Do you see it?
Can I be real?
I see it as clear as that. I mean, I'll be honest.
Can I be honest with you?
Are you going to shout on my dreams? I really hope you wouldn't.
No.
Oh.
Not yours, per se. I don't know who that is.
Miss Ungermeyer?
I I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
That's a bummer, but Miss Ungermeyer is an icon.
Really?
And I'm going to dress up as her. All right, folks, it's time for some date night ideas. Because what? Ice cream dates are not allowed. Didn't even rehearse once.
It was all natural, baby.
Didn't even tell. Anyway, date night ideas for this week. Mm-hmm. The first one is go to the movies in the middle of the day, okay? Now, I know what you might be thinking. Megan, what the cuss are you talking about? No. I'm saying you go to the really janky movies.
We're
really
talking the dollar movies?
The dollar theater.
The Sandy Dollar Theater.
Oh my gosh, it's no longer there.
I know.
So sad. An institution has been lost.
Yeah.
But with all of that in mind, you go to the movies at the middle of the day or like the first showing of the day. Thanks for mocking me. Golly. Okay. Anyway, and you do like a little picnic, you grab some sandwiches, and then because it's the beginning of the day, or choose like an unpopular movie that nobody would show up to, choose seats at like the very back, and then by being there, nobody's going to be there, so then you can talk during the entire movie. Preferably choose a movie that is like not good, so that you can laugh and talk through it. But again,
like
I think that'd be so fun. That'd be so fun.
Maybe Bang in the Back, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I can't help it. Anyways, that's
okay.
A really cute idea,
that's
though.
That's my idea for this week.
Good job. Good job.
It reminds me of the Russ song.
Of which song?
The Russ song.
Russ?
Good job. Look at you. You're doing such a good job. That's my girl. That's my girl.
So good. Hey, Russ.
Hey, honey.
Okay, my date idea. I thought long and hard about this one.
Oh.
What if? Hold on.
A single brain cell was like, what am I supposed to do here?
What's the question?
I'm not trained for this.
Got it. My date idea.
Yeah.
You go to one of your houses or find a spare kitchen around.
Okay.
You pick a main ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
You can have like a cute little bowl that has like peaches or cinnamon or apples or
It's just so cute how you're saying this. I love it.
Oh. Pumpkins.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make something with that ingredient.
Of course.
It has to only have that ingredient. Like, that has to be the main ingredient.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my idea.
I love it.
Or.
I love that.
Also, my mother went to the WIC lab. Okay? This is such a Utah thing. It's called the WIC lab. It's like. It's a candle making, like, date night.
Oh, WIC. Okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah. And she went. She had so much fun. I'm like, go,
oh my
girl.
Gosh.
You go. Just gotta like make your own little candle and you can put your favorite smells in.
Love.
And I don't know, decorate your candle outside. I don't really know.
Sure.
But how cute.
That's really cute.
You could even be like, this is, if we ever got married, this is what our house would smell like.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Or this is what I first smelled when I saw you.
Oh, that's cute.
Something like
Or make a candle together to light during times that you guys are together when you're just chilling at home or having like a no spend date.
Oh my gosh.
That's also really fun.
And then at your wedding, you could have the candle and it's burning.
Oh!
Guests sobbing.
Kill me. Kill me.
You guys are walking out in the flame.
You both extinguish it together.
I'd kill to see that.
Well, now that you mention it, I've actually got a Anyway.
So anyways, that's my date idea.
I love that. That's a great date night idea.
I like yours too.
Thanks. That's the end of our podcast for this week, and we so appreciate you tuning in. This has been episode 4 of This Isn't the Place, the Utah Dating Podcast. Please tune in next week. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe on YouTube. Send out alerts. Maybe rate us. Maybe send your social security number. JK, about that last one, we don't want those. But we do want your dating stories.
What if I wasn't kidding? Sorry.
Oh.
Go ahead.
We'll send them to Bailey. Anyway, send your actual dating stories to utahdatingpod@gmail.com. Pretty please. We know that you have a terrible, bad date story or a crazy story, a shocking story, a what story, okay?
A moment where Bailey's jaw is on the floor.
On the floor, okay? Gooped and gagged stories. Mm-hmm. We need it. We want it. We want to hear from you. utahdatingpod@gmail.com. You can also send us DMs on Instagram. Again, it'll be totally anonymous. We're going to remove any and all identifying information to keep you safe because we what? We care
about your safety.
And that was a This Isn't the Place. Sorry, exclusive.
You guys, even the pioneers had bad dates.
Even the pioneers had bad dates.
Can you imagine?
I mean, be for real.
Be so for real with me right now.
Yeah. Well, swipe right.
Live right
and stay out of trouble, Utah. Bye.